Those graphics are so mad.
Hello, welcome to Beyond the Ball. I am Carly, and this week I'm joined by Big Paddy. Paddy, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, he's always in that order.
What?
What?
Are you always up the top right and he's always down the middle, bottom?
Yeah, I'm always on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I still can't be looking at myself with that amount of light on me. Sorry. Paddy is very sad, as am I, and we're also joined by a gloating Connor. Connor, how's it going?
How's it going? Sorry.
Yeah. Smug bastard. Right, lads, we're going to be looking at the results from the last week. We're going to be looking at the fixtures for tomorrow and Sunday, because we're all playing on the same day. We'll have a look at the fantasy football as well. So, lads, we're going to jump straight in to the football review. Listen, there's no way that I'm going to be happy with any lighting here. So if anybody's watching YouTube, I'd just like to apologize for the shocking lighting. Maybe I could turn to forget about it. Right, lads. The first match we have to look at, which I said was going to be a handy one.
Right behind you, Collie, the big blue
which
thing.
One? Where were we?
Just losing like behind your head. Is that sex toy? Yeah.
The telescope.
Yeah. Oh, the telescope. For you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm having on the breast.
For looking at his brown star.
All brown stars, we don't discriminate here. Lads, Chelsea 2, Burnley 2. Paddy, go on, just get it out there.
I called it last week. Yeah.
Fucker. Paddy, is your microphone selected correctly? Just want to double check. I don't know, it sounds different. And oh Jesus, the camera's gone. Lads, this was very disappointing altogether. I had a great bet. I had Gallagher to be injured. Or sorry, to be booked. Oh yeah, it helps when you put it in front of your mouth, Paddy, doesn't it?
I was on the other side of the room.
Oh, I knew there was something not right. looking at all the settings and all, realised he's not talking into it.
Turn that off, be camera and all. Oh shit. Oh,
he's a musician as well, like.
Yeah,
what are your gigs like?
I laugh better when I don't have a microphone.
yeah, lads, too. All shocking. Chelsea are diabolical defensively. They're fucking terrible. I don't know if everybody can hear that beeping, but if you can, I'm sorry. I don't know how to stop it.
Sex toy in the background. It's charging up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just telling me how many bars it needs. Lads, it was disappointing. The only thing is Cole Palmer, again, just a sexy little performance out of him. He now has more goal contributions than Jude Bellingham. So technically, he's a better signing. I don't know. Look, that's not my... I didn't say it. I'm just reading it. But lads, 2-2, it's just fucking... It's so bad from Chelsea. It's the same bullshit every week. We can't fucking defend. Petrovic, who's been deadly all season, lets a fucking simple goal in. On the corner, we had Madueke marking Dara O'Shea. Dara O'Shea is one of the most dangerous players they have from a set piece. And Madueke is one of the worst headers of a ball we have. So I don't know. There was a complete mismatch there. I don't know what happened. Defensively, when we go ahead, it just doesn't seem to work. I don't know what we do. We just seem to fucking switch off. We never seem to punish people. The first thing I said when we came back from the second half was, we need to be mature about this now. Within fucking 2 minutes, we had conceded a goal. And it just shows the immaturity of the team. I was in the middle of saying it, and then it happened. I don't know. I'm getting fucking fed up with the results. I don't know if I can blame Poch anymore, but I can't even argue with people that are calling for him to leave. Because, I don't know. It's a result-based game. And I would have been the first person to call the likes of Stephen Kenny out and call any other manager that wasn't getting the results. Like I said, I don't care how boring the football is once we win, but we're not winning. So something has to be done. And the only thing I can see now, the only thing we could do right now would be change the manager, which I don't want, but we can wait till the summer and try to
change the manager. You don't change the manager.
I don't want to change the manager, but I think we do need... To be honest with you, this season's a write-off at this stage. So I'm happy to just like get through and just get to the summer and hope that we get like a number nine or something like that in, because to be honest with you, actually new defenders is more important because we're fucking shocking defensively. And I don't know why, but he's dropping Thiago Silva. I know he's only back from an injury, so he's probably not 100% fit. And when you're 39 years of age, it's harder to recover from them. But I'd still like the same there just for the bit of experience, because Diassi is fucking terrible. Paddy, what do you have to say to me? Do you have to grill me?
As I said, like I wasn't surprised. But you see, Chelsea might put in a better performance now against the United team. It's, look, I've seen this at United for years now, since Ferguson left. And I would not say get rid of Pochettino, because I do really think you just have a good manager there. And give him 3-4 years to really get to know the players, bring in a few of his own signings, because Bowley just signed a heap load of players. And then I read during the week that he's being taken down as the chairman of the club in 2027, because it's not only him, it's consortium.
Yeah.
But like, even to have that sort of messing going on, that like, oh, we're going to get rid of him, but we can't get rid of him until 2027. So he's going to be staying down there to 2027. So everybody knows that the people that bought the club don't really have faith in him as the chairman of the club, but they can't get rid of him until 2027 because of a deal that was signed already. It's laughable, really. You know, that sort of stuff shouldn't be getting out into the media. And it just makes Chelsea look what United have been for the last 10, 15 years, which is a bit of a laughing stock.
Yeah, it is very hard to watch and to hear coming out in the fucking in and the
defend.
News. Like,
you can't defend it even.
No, it's very difficult to do. Connor, did you have any thoughts on this game?
No, nothing that you haven't already said. Like Petrovic, obviously, for the goal, should do better, but I don't really think one mistake of a substitute goalkeeper for most of the season isn't too bad. I would have expected more out of him for stepping in. But yeah, it's a poor goal to concede. It's a poor performance. I don't think they didn't look dangerous going forward, and they didn't stop the attack of Burnley going the opposite direction either. Really poor game for four goals in it, both sides. I didn't know who was worse, but one of the teams is in the bottom three and the other one isn't. So it's not a good look. And yeah, just get out of the season, think as quick as they can, Chelsea, and see if they can rebuild. The only fear would be is they were in the same position this time last year, get out of the season to try and rebuild. And they spent a lot of money, but it didn't look like they rebuilt anything. So
yeah, well, the only thing
they can
is
do it again this summer or not, I don't know.
Yeah, the only thing is that at least we... I suppose we did spend a lot of money this summer, so we're obviously that still shit
nothing.
Last season.
That means nothing.
Yeah, but like we have the talent.
Yeah, but it just shows again, you look at Liverpool and you look at City and the structure they have in place for buying players, for, you know, a technical director, director of football. Like they make all the decisions for the club before it even gets to the manager, and then the manager gets to make the decision then after that.
Yeah.
Like what you've got at Chelsea and what you had and still somewhat have at United is this. Like, I remember when Ferguson just left and they were trying to buy everybody, the Galacticos they were trying to turn into. And it's just scattergun approach, and it just does not work. And this is what happened to Chelsea's now. There's no strategy to it. They're just trying to pick up the best young players.
They're hoping they hit that little gold nugget. And I don't know if they're trying to hit that to like have a world-class player in the team, or are they trying to hit that to fucking sell on for 200 million or something down the line. But I don't know. It just seems like there's just too many 17 and fucking 18-year-olds being signed. Like, why can't we just go get an experienced 27, 28-year-old that played in the Premier League or something like that? There's not that many around, but there's definitely some that can go and steady a ship there that know how to fucking control a game to win a game. Like, so I don't know. Like, it's a bizarre structure that's going on. And you did say at the start, in fairness, when the American owner took over that this is the way it's going to go. And it really does look like that now. It just looks like it's all over the place. We just signed fucking random people. Like, and for some reason we're getting these injuries where we can't keep the players fit. The likes of fucking Nkunku, who was probably our best signing that, like, in terms of talent. And he fucking, what's he played about 50 minutes in the league or something. So it's embarrassing. We just keep getting fucking injuries as well. But it's not an excuse. Cause...
I mean, you did buy Nkunku when he had an ACL injury. So it's not like it's out of the blue.
No,
he was injured when he purchased
he was injured when he purchased, but he came back, but then he fucking injured it again. So he was back fit, but then he injured it again over in America. And then this is another thing. So he gets injured over in America playing on a fucking Astro pitch because we have to go to America on tour and play in fucking Astro pitches. So, you know, whose decision was that? I would imagine that it was actually probably fucking the board's decision. Well, in fairness, I do have to admit, Chelsea have been going to America for a while. So,
speaking of boards, I'm bored with this conversation.
Fuck you, Paddy, all right? Fuck you. Let's go on to your shit, right? Brentford and Man United, 1-1, Mason Mount, thought he was after fucking writing a love story where he returns. Bullshit. Tell me more, Paddy.
Oh. Even before I get to the goal and the equalising goal, we were definitely the worst team during the whole game. We made Brentford look really, really good. I could see Ten Hag walking away from that game saying, oh, we lost 4-0 there last season, so this is a positive result. we barely could get a shot on goal compared to them. They had something like 200 and odd touches in our box, and we'd fuck all. And look, I coach my son's under-9 football team. One of the first things I'm trying to teach them is that after they score a goal, don't get carried away, get back into position. When Mason Mount scored the weekend, I think Bruno Fernandes was tweaking his nipples or something afterwards. They lost concentration and then they conceded the goal. And I was it's just pathetic. It really is. Like, to not be able to hold out for 4 or 5 minutes when pretty much you've been backs to the wall for 94 minutes before you scored the goal. It's just shows how unprofessional the squad is.
In terms of the actual team selection, Paddy, what, like, are you happy with what's going on there, or is there something else that needs to be done?
No, Martinez was only back, so he couldn't play him from the start. Maguire picked up an injury on international duty, so I didn't want Lindelof to be starting at the back in anyway. So I think, and I think Varane isn't the best for, I mean, playing out from the back. I think the best player to have there would be either Maguire or Martinez. So
when did you ever think you'd say that about Maguire?
Danny Evans.
No, but Maguire's problem is his pace. You know, like, the defensive and ability touch. And his playing out from the back. Isn't he's not that bad. Stop. He's already.
He can be very good.
Yeah, Martinez, massive miss. And then not being able to get the right combination in the midfield. Like, we've a lot of midfield players there. I think Kobe got all the praise the last couple of weeks. He went out with England, and because of his age, you're going to get inconsistency, and he just didn't really do the business against Brentford. Rashford again didn't show up. It's just so inconsistent, and there's just no explanation. Other than, like, is it the manager? I don't think it is the manager, and I'll tell you why I don't think it's the manager, because every manager that's been at United has had the same problem, second season syndrome. Jose Mourinho, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, Louis van Gaal. Did Louis van Gaal even get a second season?
Louis van Gaal.
That was pretty good.
Like
it. that's why I'd say I'd still stick with Ten Hag. The only thing that about Ten Hag not staying is, and maybe it might work to change him, is because it's the completely new setup with the new owners, new director of football, Dan Ashworth coming in, the whole shebang. And maybe he has his own man that he'll work better with in terms of making the signings and doing what they need to do. But if there wasn't a new setup like that coming in, I'd say hold on to the manager absolutely for another couple of seasons, but we'll wait and see what happens.
Paddy, like, do you not think it's time to, like, not time to change the manager, but time to really question the manager, though?
Oh, yeah.
You would, yeah?
Yeah, like, you have to question. We said this about Mourinho and all who's there before. It's a bit of, like, you have to question the player's professionalism. And, like, the coach can only do what he can do on the training pitch. He picks his players, and then some weeks they show up and some weeks they don't. And is that more down to the player or down to the manager? What do you think?
Ready? Or Connor?
I think you still need to have a leader in that position, right? If you can motivate players, you still have to be some kind of motivator. But yeah, it's up to the players as well to pick up their slack if they know they're falling behind, or know they're not putting performances in. But it doesn't seem like they have a cohesive group who want to play for each other in that club. It seems like they've had maybe one or two moments like that throughout the season, where because it's easy to be, right? After beating Liverpool in a cup, in a FA Cup, it's easy to get together and to rally together to be like, yeah, this is fucking great. There doesn't seem to be anybody in that team who can pick up the squad after a poor performance. Like, obviously getting the draw against Brentford on this Saturday night, if they're on the Sunday morning, who's in grilling them or who's in trying to pick people back up? Bruno Fernandes is not doing it. Like, Maguire is not doing it because of inconsistencies. Varane doesn't strike me as the type of player who does that anyway. Like, I don't know who does it, who rallies people back together in that team, who's Roy Keane, who's Patrick.
Is it McTominay? Is it McTominay?
That's what I'm thinking. It's probably one of the home nation players, let's be real. So it is probably like a McTominay. It could be Maguire. A Maguire, maybe. It could be a Maguire. It could be
I think that drives off like good performance and good confidence as well, though, doesn't it? Like you do have McTominay who could possibly do that. And I think he could probably do it because he's playing good. If he's playing shit, he doesn't say a word because we know how bad he can be at times. But if he's playing the way he's playing and scoring goals and winning games, then he has every right to be that guy.
You need someone to drive, even if he's a starter or not, you need someone who's going to drive the squad on and off the pitch. So yeah. Like even going through the spells of Jordan Henderson at Liverpool, right, wouldn't say a great leader, but was known as a catalyst off the field, even when he wasn't playing, you know, like those type of players, Gary Neville towards the end of his career when he wasn't playing, but still a catalyst.
Just
off
leaders.
The
I know what you mean. Yeah. Just a leader.
And I don't think I could look at a United team and pick one of them out.
Across yeah, the you couldn't. Yeah. And Chelsea don't have that either. And that's a massive thing, isn't it? Like Chelsea really don't have that either.
Connor, down to recruitment.
Sorry. Jordan Henderson or Steven Gerrard, who's a better captain?
Gerrard.
Okay. Even though he's won a Premier League.
So, George Best never won a World Cup. He was still a good footballer, do you know?
Yeah, but Steven Gerrard didn't play on the Klopp.
Smoking cigars and fucking bitches. You know?
Smoking bitches and...
Smoking cigars. So, Paddy, anything else you'd like to add onto that one before we move on?
No.
To listen to some gloating. Right, next one. Liverpool 2, Brighton 1. Connor, yous have gone top of the league. City and Arsenal draw. You're now 2 points clear of Arsenal, 3 points clear of Man City.
Who's going to win the league?
I still think it's City's to lose, to be fair.
Oh, we can't get him. It was like the year they won it. He just would never commit to it till it was financially.
I just can't see Liverpool not drop. Again, I think I called it last week on the pod. I think I said 2-1 and Liverpool will go a goal down because it just seems to be their MO at the moment. We can see it and then we'll bash a team for 75, 80 minutes. And that's what happened again at the weekend. They went down a goal early, fucking wonder strike by Danny Welbeck, but still had to be like a kick up the arse to start, and then went and bashed them for the rest of the game. Should have been 4, should have been 5. But eventually, like, a team won't let you off the hook like that. Like Villa away, if you go a goal down, I don't think Villa away let them off the hook. I don't think going a goal down, even in Old Trafford next week, lets them off the hook. Like, there's games where I can see them dropping points because of the way they're playing. I don't think they haven't kept a clean sheet now at home in the league in 10 or 11 games, I think. So it's like, they're winning. They won all the games. They've only lost one game all season, and that was against Spurs, where they were kind of robbed a little bit. So they're obviously still getting results, but eventually you're not going to get away with conceding first every time you play a game. So,
and as well, I suppose when you're chasing a game, you're expending more energy as well. Probably, like, rather than, you know, taking the lead and then just controlling the game, you know, with possession based football or something like Man City can do. So you do worry to the last 2, 3, 4 games of the season.
Yeah, I think there was worse cases than the weekend. They had the Brighton game was sewn up as soon as the equaliser went in, I think, and then the second goal followed soon afterwards. So there were still about 30 minutes where they kill off the game. But it's like beating Forest with the last kick of the game, beating Burnley with the last kick of the game, beating Luton with the last kick of the game. Like, as you said, Paddy, those games that are going on now they're going on for 100 minutes because of the extra time, 115 or 105 minutes in some cases. Like, that is going to burn the team out very quickly. Yeah. I can't see them keep doing it for whatever it is. What we've got now? 9 games left?
Yeah, nine games. Looking at your injury list as well, Robertson, Jota, Alexander-Arnold, Curtis Jones, Matip, Alisson, and Thiago all out with injuries. Are any of them going to be coming back over the next couple of weeks, or are they serious injuries for you?
I think there's a few of them due back in April. Alisson's due back in April. Alexander Arnold's due back in April. And I think Thiago might be due back in April, but you know what Thiago's
he'll
like.
Get injured.
He'll be back in April. He'll be gone in May.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think Jota's gone until next month. He might get the last two or three games in, I think. But yeah, there.
So when you look at your bench there, so you've got just on the Brighton game, you had Adrian, which is grand, obviously your backup keeper. You have Konate, who's been in and out of the squad a little bit this season, hasn't he?
He's only been back. He's out injured there as well. He's injured. He didn't go away with France. So
You have Simakas, who's fair enough. He's not actually a bad cover there. Harvey Elliott, Gravenbeck. You've got Bobby Clark, James McConnell, Gakpo, and Jaden Danz. You have a lot of youth there as well. Like, you've got a lot of youngsters there as well. So I think it is very important that a couple of them more senior players do get back into that team just to strengthen the squad depth in terms of what you've got on the bench. You may need a fucking moment of magic from Trent or something like that. But you're probably relying on, I suppose you can bring on the likes of Harvey Elliott. He's quite young as well, but he's experienced. You have to call him an experienced youngster in the Premier League. Gakpo will get you a goal. But other than that, then there's not a lot that you kind of look to. Whereas if you have the likes of Trent Alexander-Arnold there, you've got kind of Jota coming back as well, if you can get him. But I think he's done for the season, isn't he? Right,
he has maybe one or two games towards the end of the season. They were saying mid-May for him to be back. So
he could be the difference.
Curtis Jones is another one who's gone for the rest of the season. You didn't even mention who has stepped in and been one of the best players in midfield before he got injured, before he broke his ankle. There's an injury list there. It's not new for Liverpool. They've always had, we've talked about it before on the podcast about why their injury list is so long compared to some other teams previously. They do need to have that little bit of more around it. I think like Simakas is only back from injury as well. He had broken his shoulder. So having a little bit more depth is definitely going to help. But you can have all the depth in the world. Those players aren't starting and you're still conceding goals within 2 minutes at home to Brighton, do you know?
Yeah, fair enough. Paddy, have you anything else you want to ask about this game or anything like that? Or are you happy to move on?
I just with the whole Liverpool winning the league thing, as good as they are and as well as they're doing, against a normal team, they probably would get across the line, but I can't see City. I can't see City dropping more points to Liverpool before the end of the season. And I think the weekend's game will be massive in terms of how the league goes. Because I think it's one of Liverpool's probably hard, like on paper, their hardest game, even though it probably won't be a hard game.
The three hard games are away to United, away to Villa, and at home to Everton, purely because it's the derby. So they're probably the three hardest games on paper. I'm not worried about those games particularly. I'm more worried about the games that aren't on paper, because they're the ones that Liverpool have struggled with all season. Luton away, Burnley away, teams that they've dropped points against. Palace away was the other one.
Did you say Burnley away twice there?
No, I didn't know if it was Burnley away or Burnley at home. It was Burnley away. I think they had dropped points during the season.
The other thing you have to factor in as well is you still have European competitions that you're in. That's going to take legs, extra legs as well. Now, Man City, you're in the same boat, and so are Arsenal. Aren't. Yeah. Arsenal are, aren't you still in it?
Yeah.
So everybody is in the same boat. So in terms of that, there's no real disadvantage to being in Europe at the moment. Now, if one of them two teams do go out, maybe it gives a slight edge just for in terms of like conditioning of the legs and recovery.
Is everyone
time
into the quarters or the semis?
Quarters, yeah, quarterfinals.
No, yeah, is it
Liverpool?
Quarters?
Liverpool's quarters anyway, definitely, yeah. And then so are the Champions League.
Oh, you're the ones quarters. Yeah, they're all quarters. Yeah.
You just have a look at the ladder.
Maybe that would have some say on where the league goes as well. Who gets through to the semis and who doesn't?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's going to be important. It is going to be important. It's something that they'd have to factor in. Is going to be the freshness of the legs. And that's why I think if Liverpool do get them few players back, massive boost for them. Like, they just to freshen up that squad a little bit. Although, you never get a player back from injury 100%. At least 80% of one of them players is probably better than fucking 100% of some of them youngsters. So, just for experience alone, not even the talent.
One last one for Connor, just with the Alonso news that he's after saying he's going to be staying where he is. Who do you think is the next best?
Who do you want? Who do you want, Connor?
I don't know who I want.
If I said to you, Diego Simeone is signing tomorrow, what would you say?
I would love it, but I don't think he suits the club.
No, definitely doesn't.
Or a Selke?
No, Southgate is a no for me.
Oh.
Purely on the basis of we know he has his favourites in the England squad. He's going to have his favourites when it comes to a club again. And yeah. I don't think there's no position to have favourites if they're underperforming in club football. So that'd be a weird one. Obviously, our man is favourite to get it now. Ruben Amorim from Sporting Lisbon, relatively unknown. I don't know if that's we can just chance him and we can fuck him out after a year if it doesn't go right. I would have preferred to see a bigger name. I would have preferred to see Alonso.
Ancelotti.
Again, I don't think he fits the Liverpool mold, but if you already have Michael Edwards and stuff in charge looking after everything else, I don't see why you couldn't bring in someone like him. I would have liked Big Ange was the other one I was looking at. I think he's... De Serbi is obviously on the list as well. I think he fits the mold a little bit better because Brighton is very similar.
What about Munich's current manager? I can't remember his name. Chelsea's ex-manager.
Tuchel.
Thomas Tuchel. I mean, I wouldn't mind Tuchel at the club.
It wouldn't be a bad shout, would it?
It wouldn't be. I don't think he'd ever take the role. I don't think he'd ever be offered it. Again, it seems like they're targeting these younger, maybe underappreciated managers, like the Thomas Franks, the Serbis, the Amorim's from Sporting. So that seems to be where they're looking to go with it. Again, I think they're looking for more of maybe a head coach and a manager and let Michael Edwards do his job.
Football director.
Director. Which he's done well previously. So I think that was a bigger signing for Liverpool than probably the manager was to get him back in. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, right, that's it, lads. We're going to jump off that review and we're going to jump on to the fantasy football.
Rabbit.
Right, lads. What?
Forgot this.
Oh, yeah. For anybody that's listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anything like that, get yourselves over to YouTube. You can see it. And hit subscribe when you're there and also follow us on the on whatever you're listening on and give us 5 stars because you're deadly. Lads, 44 points I had this week. 47 was the average. Adleno and goal got me 1 point. Lascelles, 1. Dallo, 2. Romero, 2. Saliba got me 7. Saka got me 3. Ward-Prowse got me 2. Salah got me 7. Coley Palmer got me 15. Ollie Watkins was my captain. He got me 2. And Haaland got me 2. Who are Villa playing again?
Villa played Wolves, did he?
Oh, yeah. Right, because I thought I'd forgotten to change my captain. But no, that was
yeah, Watkins went off injured, I think, didn't he?
Did he?
I think so.
All right. Okay, so we move on to Connor. So, Connor.
Again.
Oh, wait. No. There we go. Ooh. Did you want to
enable it? Oh, 54. Yes. Okay.
Yes, I did want to enable it. What was that?
There's no idea. It's one.
We are about to play porn. Do you want to enable it?
No, I think she was doing that fart one.
Oh, the fart song?
Yeah.
Deadly. Right, go on.
54. Right, this is the first time I've seen this as well, so... Areola in goal got me 2. Dan Burn got me 1. Joachim Anderson 2. Kufal 0. Oh, look at this. Saka got me 3. Salah got me 7. Hoyman Son as my captain got me 20. Cole Palmer 15. Haaland 2. Watkins 1. And Raul Jimenez 1. Presumably because I still had Simicast in the team. I had Alanga. And then Kyle Walker came out, obviously, with injury.
Yolanga. Very nice. That's a nice cock from you this week. Okay, Paddy, we'll go to you. And here is your
Just above average, not too bad. I didn't even know that until right now, to be quite honest with you.
Story of your life, Paddy. Just above average.
Yeah, just above average. Yeah,
that'll do me. So Martinez 10, Seabus 7, Delo 2, Anderson 2, Garnacho 1. De Bruyne 3, Palmer 15, Saka 3, Hoyland 2, Haaland 2, Watkins 2.
You're really sticking with Hoyland, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anthony Gordon on the bench.
Got Gordon on the bench. Looking right as well.
Well, we keeper got 10 points in anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. That's a fair point. All right. We'll have a look at the league table, lads, and see who is leading it. And it is... That's supposed to be a drum roll. Tony Tam. But Tony Tam has two teams. So it's controversial. 1-8, 7-8
There would be an asterisk beside it, will there?
Like Liverpool. Yeah. Like COVID. People were going mad about that on Instagram or on TikTok. I posted a video and people were raging that we were calling it the one with the asterisks. Like the COVID titles were fucking raging.
I wouldn't be like Liverpool fans over.
No, yet. Not at all. They're a lovely bunch there. So Ross Cuddihy is second with 1-8, 5-6 Then we have Keelan Brennan with 1-8, 5-0 Chris Scully in fourth, Adam Doyle in fifth, Mark Lynch in sixth, Jay Daly in seventh, Dean Fletcher in eighth, Jamie Perry in ninth, and Tony Tam rearing his ugly head in tenth again. This is harsh shit. Unless it's like, let's see, and look at the, you know what? Look at the name, Spawn United.
Yeah.
And Spawnton, you know? So Tony, gonna call shenanigans on it. It's not like there's a big massive prize around, but still, it's just
€700, isn't it?
€700, yeah, provided by Connor.
The competition for the tractor down the country. One of us will win it.
Yeah, it's like fucking, it's like Father Ted. We tried to rig the thing, and he's like read 66 or 11 upside down or something. Yeah. It's like, geez, I was reading it upside down. right, lads, we're jumping off that. We're going into the predictions. First one up, lads. Liverpool versus Sheffield United. Interesting one. A handy one. And I'm just going to jump in. I'm going to say 5-0 to Liverpool. And I'm going to say a Salah hat-trick. Why am I blurry? Anyway, yeah, it possibly is. It's fucking so bright and makes me look so weird. Paddy, what do you think with Liverpool and Sheffield United?
They'll definitely win, but I think they will rest a couple of players for the game at the weekend. So it might be a little bit tighter than what you're saying. I'm going to say 2-0, and I'm going to say Elliot to score.
Okay. And Connor, how do you see this one going?
Another Klopp masterclass. They'll go 1-0 down after 10 minutes, and then they'll win the game. So I'm going to say 3-1, and I'm going to say... You've been playing well, so I'm going to say Luis Diaz as well.
Yeah, fair point. Here we go. Chelsea versus Manchester United. Thursday night. I will probably be live streaming this, to be honest. Paddy, we'll go to you first. I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Two very badly performing teams at the moment. I think it will mean slightly more to United, considering there's still an outside chance that we could get into the Champions League this season. So I'm going to say we're going to just edge it 2-1, and I'm going to say Hoyland to score.
Connor,
respond, rebuttal. I'll let you go.
Bullshit. That's my response to that, all right? Horseshit, right? Handy win for Chelsea. We're going to fucking dominate possession. We're going to dominate the game. If he's going to score, it's going to be on the counter-attack, and that's the only way he's going to score, or else maybe a fluky penalty or a fluky set piece or something like that, or an own goal, you know? You're not going to deserve the goal.
There's a lot of ways they're going to score.
Yeah, you might get one of all of them, right? But you're not going to get one that you deserve, all right? So Chelsea are going to hammer them. It's going to be 2-0, I'm going to say. But we're going to, when I say hammer them, I mean we're going to dominate possession. We're going to keep the ball. We're going to move the ball. We're going to do something we haven't been doing.
Have you seen Chelsea this season?
Watch the midfield. If Enzo and if Caicedo have a good game, it's curtains for United. I guarantee it. The only games we win is when they play well. And that is why we are 11th in the league, all right? Because they're very rare. But when it happens, we win and we control a game. So I'm going 2-0 to Chelsea. And I'm going to say Cold Palmer to score again because he's outrageous. Connor?
Chelsea against the traditional top six team at home only goes one way. It's a 1-1 draw. It's going to be the worst game of football you'll ever see in your life. And we'll say Rashford to score.
Okay. Paddy, do you have anything to say? It looks like you're sitting on something there.
No.
Just because of the pleasure in your eyes.
Yeah. Does it look like a sex toy behind you?
Yeah. Is it big enough for you?
Yeah, must get along with that again.
Yeah,
I wouldn't touch the sides for Paddy.
You just jump on it and just disappear. Man United versus Liverpool. I suppose I'll go first here, being the neutral. Handy win for Liverpool here, I think. I'm going to say Liverpool going to dominate possession again, as usual, against a poor United team. They're going to move it easily around them. I don't think there's going to be any spells of high pressure from United for them. I think they'll dominate possession, dominate the game, dominate the stats, dominate the scoreline. I'm going to say 3-1 to Liverpool. And I'm going to say Salah's going to step up in the big moment and he's going to score. Paddy?
I'm going to say 1-1, and I'm going to say Rashford to score first.
And that's all. Nothing what's going to happen in the game. Nothing like that. No analysis on this game. Just 1-1, and you're not leaving your neck out at all, are you?
Yeah. I'm getting hungry. I just want to finish up.
Connor, what do you think? What's going to happen?
The way you said dominate so many times, but then you still had Liverpool conceding the goal.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's an on goal.
Is it? Okay, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink 7-up the can and all. If you're a Liverpool supporter now, I'd say you're trying to wind me up after last season's result.
Cheers, sir. Sorry, nearly got cramped there in the leg.
A cramp from doing a podcast. Oh my God, you're so fit.
New levels. I was walking around and fucking playing golf there on Sunday, and all of a sudden my fucking hamstring nearly went, and he was laughing at me, and then about two or three holes later he goes, oh, I nearly got it as well. Just getting old. Connor, what are you thinking?
I don't disagree with Paddy, to be fair. I think again, United score on a counter in the first half. Liverpool equalise early in the second half. And that's whether Liverpool can actually break United down or have that kind of that end product is what I'm struggling with. I'm going to say 2-1 Liverpool. I'm going to go there with Nunes. I think we're going to nick it again. It's going to be the fucking same shit it's been all season.
Is there revenge in the mind?
I don't think so, no. I think it's more... it should be anyway to me. It should be more the next game. 3 points are essential, whether it comes against Sheffield United on Thursday or it comes against United on Sunday. It should just be looked at as 3 points. It's obviously a harder place to go than playing Sheffield United at home, granted. But that's all it should come down to. It should be just 3 points on the board to try stay ahead.
Fair enough. Paddy, you don't have anything else to add to that?
No,
okay. Like, okay. Just making sure.
I think we might ruin their title celebrations.
That is the dream, isn't it? Yeah, that's what you want. I know it is.
Like knock them out of the FA Cup and lose the Premier League for them, like in the top's final season. That's like what dreams are made. Carlsberg,
isn't it sad that's what we've become? That would be our highlights of the season now. It's just ruining someone else's title chance.
Well, I wouldn't care as much. It's only because it's Klopp's last season. I'm just loving like that quadruple dream is gone. Then the treble dream will be gone.
There was never a quadruple. I said this last week. Play the clip. I said the quadruple can only be if you're in the Champions League. They weren't in the Champions League, so it's not a quadruple.
Hi, lads, it's Robbie here. Right, lads, we'll move on to the last one. I suppose we have to give this one, lads. If we can't win this game, right? I'm calling for Potch's head on the fucking silver plate. Sheffield United versus Chelsea. Listen, we're going to dominate the game. It's. I know I said Burnley was going to be easy, but this
dominate
is going to be
every
even
game.
Easier.
Dominate all the games.
We're going to dominate this game.
Dominate.
We're dominating this game. We're controlling it again. Caicedo and Enzo, it's all about them. If they can play good, we win the game. Cole Palmer, I'm liking what I'm seeing from Mudryk as well. Also, forgot to give him an honourable mention because he was actually pretty good against Burnley, which is the best we've probably seen him this season. So I'd like to see him get a good run of games. So I'm going to say Chelsea are going to win this one. I'm going to say this is probably going to be a tighter game than the other one against United. I'm going to say 2-1 because Chelsea can't be teams that are below them. Can't be teams that are above them either, but that's neither here nor there. 2-1 Chelsea and Mudryk to score. Connor?
You just said Chelsea can't be teams below them and then you have Chelsea to win.
Yeah, I know. It can't be anybody is what I'm trying to get at, okay?
Think it's going to be a tough game. They'll think Chelsea should have enough on paper, but what has that meant so far? I'm going to say Chelsea 1-0, and I will go with... so happy with that, Jesus Christ.
We're going to win, yes!
I'll go Cole Palmer as well, come on.
Nice. Paddy, what do you think?
I'm going to say, you know, they're going to beat us.
Oh, like, here United, we go, anyway.
No, United are going to beat us, then Sheffield United are going to beat us, and then Poch will get the sack.
Oh, controversial. What score do you think this Sheffield United Chelsea game will be?
1-0.
Scorer?
I don't know.
I don't know who they are. I thought they were in the championship. It's not a cup game, though. Right, lads. That's it. That's us done and dusted. Yeah, it's been great. It's been emotional. Hopefully it'll be better next week when Chelsea are after beating United and Liverpool are after blowing
the
league.
We dominated this podcast. We did.
We dominated everything. Everything was dominated today, right? I'll be dominating this fucking... I keep going to the wrong hand. This telescope will be getting dominated later as well.
Didn't work.
No, it didn't work. It's a letdown. Oh,
it doesn't work anymore.
Looks
special.
It's gone. It's gone. By the way, if you haven't watched the full swing thing, you know the thing, the Netflix thing on the golf thing on Netflix?
Yeah. We'll watch that.
Watch it. Very good.
That work.
Big fan of it. Right, lads, that's it. It's been a pleasure. Paddy, thank you for joining us this week. It's been a pleasure looking at your beautiful face.
It's great. You're lovely as well. Great lighting.
It is. I really, really just feel like it hits me in the wrong places. Connor, thank you very much as well.
Cheers, lads.
Lads, we'll be back same time next week. YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. See you there.